Welcome to the Retired Podcast. I'm Riley.
And I'm Noah.
We're former professional athletes turned to parents and business owners.
We created this podcast to talk about sports, life, and everything in between.
Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it.
Welcome back to another episode of the Retired Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about burnout. Dun, dun, dun.
Happened to me when I was 10.
Yeah.
And again at 12 and 14.
Yeah.
And I had a nice span.
Let's start with this. Do you think it is normal to want to quit or take a break from baseball?
Well, first, let's start with this. That is the cold, refreshing sound of a V8 being cracked, because it is the best steady energy from black and green tea that you will find.
Someone please tag them in this so I don't have to listen to this anymore, this advertisement.
What was your question?
Do you think it is normal or healthy even to feel like quitting or needing to take a break?
1000%. And I think that probably happens to most kids in every sport, but I would say every baseball and softball player at some point feels burnt out and like they need a break, because it's just such a mentally exhausting game.
Yeah. Can you pinpoint a time, like a really specific time, when you were like, this is too much for me? I'm sure there's multiple.
Yeah, well, it was tough for me because mine was always tied to injuries. So like, I guess one time that injury was not a thing, and I don't remember exactly, but I think I was around 10 years old, and it's weird because I'd just come off one of the most successful like team and individual seasons ever. Mm-hmm. I was playing with the Banditos, and we just won the Elite 24, which was at the time like the national championship for select ball. And so it was a high note. Like, you would think that I'd be feeling great about it. Mm-hmm. I don't know, it was just exhausting. I remember that time specifically of my baseball career just being very high demand, and it felt like all work, no fun. Which is sad, because like winning is fun, mm-hmm. but I don't know. It was a time that just the fun of the game felt sucked out of it, and I was pretty burnt out at 10. But I was always also the kind of kid who, like, you give me 3 months off, and I was like, I miss baseball.
Yeah. So
I don't know if I'd call it burnout, but I remember that being a time where I was like, I don't really love this right now. And I was winning. It's weird. I was doing well. I was growing. I was becoming a better baseball player, but I was still mentally exhausted because that's just this game. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. What about you?
I think it is healthy to feel burnt out sometimes. I think that when you dedicate yourself to anything, I think you're going to feel that way.
Yeah.
Just because it is emotionally draining to be focused all the time, 100%. So you have to have, you know, things you do outside the game that keep you not distracted, but just like kind of let your mind relax a little bit.
Yeah.
I think the time in my life where I felt the most burnt out, it was after my first season at Aledo High School. So I went to a really small private school here in Fort Worth, basically since I moved to Fort Worth in fourth grade. And the seasons were very short. So like in high school, even if you made it to the very end of the state playoffs or whatever, it was just a tournament.
Yeah.
And we probably played like 20 games the whole season, maybe.
Wow.
We were done by the end of April, like early May, maybe. Didn't really put that many games at all. And so when I went to summer after my high school season at private school, it didn't feel like I had played a bunch. It didn't feel like I had already kind of drained my tank.
Yeah.
And then when I got to Aledo, it was like, I think we played 45 games in one season, and we won state both years. So that was like the maximum number of games you could possibly play. And then I rolled right into select. And for select, most of the time when you play at a high level in select, you never play an in-state tournament. So we were gone all summer long, constantly traveling. And I made a pretty good group of friends that did not play select. And so they're always doing stuff at
Yeah.
home and hanging out, and I just felt left out. And then you go right into the fall season again. Yeah. So
I feel like that's where burnout stems from, is when you're a kid, especially the feeling of missing out on being a kid, because we pour so much into the sport. But something that came to my mind is just like, I feel like with anything that you do, if you're not ever to the point of wanting to quit doing it or burnt out, you probably don't love it. True. And that's just my take from, I've done a lot of things, baseball obviously being the main thing, but like, I feel like things I care deeply about, there's always a moment of like, God, what am I doing? Yeah. Like, why?
I need a break. Stop this for a second.
Yeah. And that's how baseball always was, but it always seemed like once I had that little bit of break, it was like, I missed it. And so I knew like, okay, I love this. I don't need this, but like, I want this. And so
what are your tips whenever you start to feel burnt out? Because obviously most of the time you can't just like quit or take a break in the middle of season or whatever it is.
Yeah,
what
is just sounds cliche, but like nose to the grindstone. You just got to get through that specific season. And, you know, it looks different a lot of the times for baseball and softball, because it truly is, I feel like, of all the sports, like the true year-round sport, it can be year-round. It can be spring, summer, fall, maybe a little time off in winter.
But then you're
right back into it, because it's like, and that is the break. That is the off-season for baseball, and not just like high level. Like, if you're playing select, you're playing 9 months out of the year.
I have some kids that
10
are playing tournaments like right until Christmas.
Right. So, yeah, for some, I mean, your break may look like literally a month tops, maybe even just a few weeks, and then you're playing an entire 11 months again. That's not enough. That's not healthy, not for a kid. And so I think that if you're doing that, like, I think a lot of the reason why, and I'm not going to go too deep into the parenting young athletes talk, because that's a different episode, but that's not like, even if your kid says they want that, you as a parent, you have to like be like, no, you're not playing 11 months out of the year. I know you love it and I know you want to do it, but it's like, you know, you can still work, you can still go and hit and practice your craft, but it's like, you need a break from the game, because it's so, no matter how good you are, it is so mentally exhausting. Just failing, it's a lot of failure. So yeah, I think my advice back to your question would just be like, finish out the season you're in, but when you have time, you got to get away from the game. And that, like, that break truly should be like, you don't touch a bat or a baseball or a softball for whatever amount of time it is. But if you're also playing 11 months out of the year, like, stop. you're not getting behind. I think that's a big scare for a lot of people, is that like, if I don't do this year round, I'm not going to be better than so-and-so. It's like, you're actually going to be probably worse if you do it year-round, because you're going to be a freaking wreck mentally, and you're going to hate it, and then you're going to quit, and you're not going to make it. This game's too hard. Well, it's just how it is. It's like, this game is too hard and too physically and mentally, not physically, but mentally exhausting, that if you do not get away from it, I think it makes you worse. Like, I feel like I always came back from my breaks better than ever. Like, when I came back after a break was when I played my best baseball, depending on the season of life. But I don't know, what do you think? What's your best advice?
Best advice for someone who maybe is feeling like they want to quit, I think, or just like they need a moment to like regather themselves, is I think it's important to understand those feelings are normal. I felt like when I was a kid that if I had those feelings at all, I couldn't talk about it, because it meant I didn't love the game enough. Yeah, I didn't want to show that I didn't. Yeah, that I was like, I was mentally weak.
Yeah.
But it's like not, I think feeling whatever emotion is not an indication of weakness. It's not being able to overcome whatever emotion that is.
Yeah.
Or process whatever emotion that is. And I think that a lot of kids probably feel that way. I think it would help if pro and high-level athletes, high-level college athletes would come out and say that they wanted to quit before. I try to say it as much as I can on social media. Like, I have wanted to quit so many times.
Many times.
But I feel like when you just, like, as far as getting through it, being able to process it, most of those emotions are pretty temporary. And I think whenever you allow yourself to just keep showing up, and you don't have to love the game every single day, but if you just keep showing up and you keep putting in the work, especially when you're in the middle of your season.
Yeah.
Or maybe like you're about to get into season, you're like, gosh, I really didn't know if I want to play anymore. if you have already put in the work in the off season and you feel like it would not be the right decision to quit, keep showing up, keep putting in the work, and usually those temporary emotions will pass.
Yeah, usually it's just like exhaustion. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't call exhaustion the same as burnout. Like, burnout's that true question of like, do I really even want to do this? But mm-hmm. we've all been in moments where we're like on our way to our 10U practice. We're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Another day driving to practice.
Still, like, I don't want to do it. Discipline over motivation.
Right. Like, and then you get there and you do it and you're like, okay, I'm fine. This is great. I love baseball. I remember that. But yeah, there's those true moments where you like ask yourself, you're like, and for me, it always came off the seasons that were the mentally hardest.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to say that most of the time I overcame that. I was like, no, I'm not going to let a tough season like stop me. Like, that's not why I'm going to stop playing this game. But more so for me and my personal kind of reasons for wanting to quit, like, it wasn't just the game of baseball being mentally tough. It was just like how it would affect my relationships. Like, sometimes my relationship with my parents and my dad specifically were tougher in certain seasons of life than others. And that, as a young kid playing the game, like, when you start to see that not love is temporary, but it felt conditional based mm-hmm. off of how I played the sport, that was a big thing where it was like, well, I don't want to play the sport then. Not if it means that's the only time that my dad loves me, mm-hmm. you know. And that may seem extreme, but I know there's a lot of kids who probably feel that way, like with their parents, that are like, if this sport is gonna be dependent upon how, or my parents' love is dependent on how I play my sport, like, I don't want to take that risk, because what if I let them down?
Mm-hmm.
And then they start questioning. It's like, well, I'm not going near that sport then. That's too risky. And so yeah. I think there's a lot that goes into burnout besides just the exhaustion and doing it every day. And that's like, for parents, like, you got to be careful with that, because you never want to be the reason your kid quit something they truly did love.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that most of the time when I thought about quitting, it wasn't really about the exhaustion of the sport or even the mental exhaustion of the sport. Like, there's times, yeah, but most of the time for me, it had to do with what I felt like it was doing with my relationships with my dad specifically.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't seem worth it. I was like, I love baseball, but not more than I want my dad to love me, you know? And so that was kind of tough. And I would always try to find other things to like go and do that my dad enjoyed watching me do. Like, racing motocross was kind of a random thing that I just did.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it was a lot of fun for him, and it was another thing that we could do together. But it just always seemed to be the same thing. It was like, even just racing motocross, which was more of a hobby, you know, I'd be out just riding around the track, and like, if I didn't hit a certain jump full throttle and like go for it, it was like I was getting chewed out. I'm like, dude, this is like supposed to be my escape, not another thing that I just gotta go dominate.
Mm-hmm.
But so that eventually it became something where I was like, I don't know if I want to do this either, you know? And so I think a lot of times burnout is much more than just mental exhaustion from the athlete himself. Mm-hmm. You got to look at the relationships around them and him or her. And yeah, I think parents, that's something you have to be just communicate about, because that's another kind of topic we go into, is just like, parents, do you feel like your kid feels comfortable talking to you about that? Or do you feel like, kind of like you alluded to earlier, you don't want to feel mentally weak or like you're backing out on something? And I know a lot of times I didn't want to quit because I felt that my parents had invested so much in me playing the game that I loved,
mm-hmm.
that I felt like I can't give up on this because I don't want to make them upset. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think there's a couple things. I mean, you have to ask, like, at what point do you actually commit to playing a sport full time? And I think that is starting to become something that happens earlier and earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I think that select sports in general have kind of gone down a path that is hard to return from as far as time commitment goes.
Yeah, and money.
Money's a big thing too. But I feel like with a lot of select teams, you know, you talked about playing 11 months out of the year, 9 months out of the year, whatever it is. It's like a lot of these parents, especially those who didn't play the game, which I would say is most of the parents,
yeah.
is you're not necessarily tricked, but you kind of are into thinking that if you don't go to every single practice, if you don't play every single season, that your kid's going to be behind. But like you said, it's almost like they finish worse off because they never had an opportunity like I'm a huge advocate for multi-sport athletes.
Yes.
Like obviously when you're older and you're in high school, you need to make sure that you have the time to focus on the sport that you want to commit to.
Right.
But like when you're 11, dude, play it all. Go play literally every sport known to man.
I tell all my kids like I get lessons league. Through that. Yeah.
I'm like, go get lessons, play what you know, whatever.
Do everything.
Yeah.
Because one, it makes you a better athlete, but two,
definitely.
It gives you time to get away from the game mentally. Mm-hmm. Especially baseball
and softball. You might find a sport that you actually like more.
Yeah, and that's okay. Yeah.
No one says you have to play this sport.
Yeah. And back to like what you were saying about you get a little bit tricked. I think also parents, you know, even if they did play sports at a high level, like select is different now than it was when they were that age. Mm. You know, you're practicing 2 to 3 times a week. A lot of times there's a drive involved. Mm. Hopefully it's not too long. But like the overall commitment for parents financially and time wise is big. It's a lot. And so that's another thing back to my point earlier that I think kids feel that. I know I felt that. I was like, again, they're pouring a lot into this. I cannot let them down. But I hate to call it a grind, but like select ball, especially if you're playing year round for a kid, that's a lot.
And we're having parents, practices in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
Here's what I think. Cause like you said, burnout's more than just being physically exhausted, right? Because let's bring in a normal week of a kid we give lessons to, okay? Yeah. Monday, obviously they're in school all day. Mm-hmm. They come to us, they have a lesson. They may have practice after, I don't know. They go home.
A lot of times.
They're going to do their homework and then be in bed before like 11 to get up at 6 a.m. the next morning.
And that was their day.
The next day, they have school all day long and they go have their team practice.
Yeah.
And they go home, have to do all their homework. And I feel like when you repeat that process over and over and over again, and you have turn on the weekends, for me, it wasn't necessarily the softball that was exhausting, but like I was a person, I could never do my homework or study when I was in the car.
Yeah.
And a lot of my lessons and like strength conditioning stuff during the week was Arlington or further east. And so mm-hmm. for us, that's like a 30, 45 minute drive. And the softball part wasn't the exhausting part. It was the making the time for homework.
Yeah.
It was the figuring out how late do I have to stay up to get an A on this next test because I'm not going to not get an A.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to stay up as long as I need to. So, I would get, like, 5 hours, 6 hours of sleep. And I feel like when
you're... like, 14.
Yeah, when you're 14, 12. It's like, what's the...
Yeah.
Like, why is this even happening?
Yeah.
This is so unnecessary.
And then there's, like, kids whose grades do start slipping.
Yeah.
And, like, I've had parents be like, hey, he's not coming to lessons anymore. He's got to get his grades in check. And I'm like, good. Like, yeah. First of all, good. But mentally, I'm not thinking good because he needs to stop coming to lessons to get his grade in check. I'm like, good, that's just one less thing he has to do on his...
Exactly.
And I think that schedule you just laid out, like, it's realistic that that's 4 of the 5 days of the week for most of these kids.
Yeah.
You know, it's 2 to 3 team practices.
Did you ever practice in the middle of the week?
Yeah.
In travel ball?
Yeah.
See, we never... And maybe it was because my team was from all over. So, like, yeah. People from, like, Wichita Falls and Houston. So, it's like, you couldn't...
So, maybe, I mean, I think a lowballing it is... 2 practices a week is pretty much the lowest I've heard.
Yeah.
And then if you're doing lessons, you do your private lesson. So there's 3 days right there where it's like school, private lesson, or practice.
And that's not tournaments.
Three of your 5 days. And then, you know, a lot of kids will do strength and conditioning stuff because again, just one more thing to add to the mix. And again, it's like.
Kids are over scheduled.
Four of 5 days just went through the week where your kid did not get to come home one day and just like chill.
Yeah.
And a lot of parents are like, if your kid comes home and just chills for a day and does absolutely nothing besides his homework or schoolwork, lazy.
Yeah.
Didn't do anything today. Didn't do anything to get better. And it's like, it's so funny to me. And I was never that way either. Like, it was like, go, go, go.
Yeah.
But like, sometimes the best thing to actually get better is to give your body and your mind a complete break.
Well, like, forget
about... For one day, at least.
Forget about, like, just longevity in general, but like... One of the ways you can prevent burnout is making sure that you're managing your scheduling.
Yeah.
It's like schedule days where you do nothing.
Schedule a day where your kid can come home and just play video games.
Yeah.
For a couple hours. Let them.
Yeah.
Definitely. Just practice 4 of the other days of the week. It's okay.
Yeah.
But again, it's that rat race of like, well, so-and-so is probably practicing today. So-and-so is probably doing this. It's like, well, so-and-so is probably going to quit in the next year because he hates his life.
I also think, and there's a lot of girls that I played with growing up that were very talented, very good, and they ended up not playing in college because they used other outlets that were not as good.
Because it's the first time to be on your own schedule.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, not even in college, but like in high school.
Yeah.
Where, you know, maybe there wasn't as much parental supervision, so they're doing other things to like be free from the stress of the sports.
Right.
And they end up choosing those things, and then their career is
and it's sad, and it's
not
like
as good.
Yeah, it's a waste of talent, but it's not all self-inflicted. I know it seems that way when they're going through it. It's like, well, so-and-so is choosing to party instead of do the sport that she was so good at. And it's like, well, why do you think all she did for years was practice nonstop and never had a moment to just be a kid, I guess. And so, yeah, I think it's just, it's like work-life balance. I mean, and I feel like if there's any parents of athletes listening, like try to relate it to that, like how much you work and how much you just wish, gosh, if I could just have a breather, just a day to do nothing. I know it sounds dramatic, but your kids are feeling that too.
Yeah.
Because I know it's not a big stressful job where they got to meet the deadline to pay the bills, but it's like their homework, all their tests they have, and on top of all the practice that you want them to go and do their very best at every single day. It's a lot.
Not to mention the fact that, like, you think about the way that people practice now, it's almost always scheduled team practices, very regimented. Well, they're not necessarily getting a ton of reps.
No.
Like, we talk about efficiency of practice. That's not most teams don't really practice all that well.
Yeah.
But they're like all the time that they could have to just go like play wall ball at their house.
Yes.
Like the places where they could actually work on skills and not worry about people watching them or making a mistake. Like I always thought about at practice, and I feel like I played on a really competitive team. And so you always had to compete against your teammates to win your spot first.
Mm-hmm.
And I always felt like practice was like tryouts every single time.
Yeah.
And so like for me to go and like play wall ball in my backyard, it was kind of a little bit of like, okay, this is why I like the game.
Yeah, it's work, it's but enough. It's free work. It's work that you get to go choose to do, and you get to do it your own way. Mm-hmm. And again, we're not like, I'm not against structure, and I'm not against team practice. I'm not against scheduling
and
working hard. And I definitely don't want to come off as like, oh, they're soft, but it's like, I mean, we did that for years. And yes, we went on to do pretty successful things in the sport. Yeah. But like,
kids have to learn how to schedule themselves.
Yeah. But I can tell you that I genuinely think I would have been better off in this sport had I not been like the athlete's schedule that we just described for years. Because, you know, when I got to pro ball, it was like that. But now I was on my own. And now I'm taking all the knowledge I learned from being a kid and like trying to digest that and still be that guy at 21 years old while struggling tremendously. And like, I didn't know how to take a mental break. I didn't know how to handle all that failure, because in the past it was, if you fail, somebody's beating you and that's unacceptable and you'd better figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that actually affected me mentally, having that kind of a schedule growing up, where it was just like, and not just the schedule, but like just the mental environment that was surrounded with baseball. It's just like exhausting. And that is where burnout comes from, in my opinion. It's just, it's so much more than just exhaustion physically.
Mm-hmm.
It's most of the time psychological. And if you're a parent listening to this, like, I can't stress enough, talk with your kids. And if they need a break, give them a break. They're not lazy. They're not getting behind. If they need a break, especially as baseball and softball players, let them have it. Because especially if they're young, like, they're not going to.
I would never tell my parents I needed a break, though.
That's the thing. It's like, I was afraid to, because again, if the time and money that they've invested, I felt like even at 11, 12 years old, I was like, I can't do it. I don't want them to think that I'm pulling back. They've put in too much. And so your kids feel that, like, they just want to make you proud at the end of the day, and they want to go on and be successful, but not at the expense of their mental health, you know? And it's like, what's the point if they hit 16 and they quit? Now you just wasted all this time and money, because that could have been avoided 4 years ago had you just talked about it and given them or her a little break. Yeah. So
I would ask your kid this, because I feel like sometimes what you said can be a little bit vague.
Yeah.
Ask your kid if they truly love the game, and if they could go back to their first season of Little League, would they do it the same way?
Yeah.
And just see what their answer is. And if their answer might shed some light on the fact that they might be feeling a little bit overwhelmed, then that's kind of your cue. Because, like, as a kid, I never would have been like, okay, I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I think I need a break. Because, like, what?
You wouldn't come out and say it, but, like, you can read. Parents can read their kids.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes they can't. Sometimes kids hide emotions really well. So I would intro to your kid with that. and just see what they say and see if their answer kind of leads somewhere maybe you didn't expect, or maybe they're not burnt out at all and they're like nose to the grindstone 24/7. That'd be kind of cool. But
I'll say this, and as somebody who, and we can finish with this, as somebody who does, I guess, this for a living and professionally, who works with kids every day, and you could probably agree to this, you can tell the ones who come into the cage and are mentally exhausted and would never say it. I could name a handful right now that I know for a fact need a break, and I can.
Or just like don't need to play the game because they just don't love it. And that's fine too. Yeah. No one says you have to play this game.
I could in this hand have a handful who are there because mom and dad make them, and then in this hand have a handful who are there because they want to work hard, but are also like, I don't want to be here because I am mentally exhausted. It's just another thing on my list of all these things I have to do. And it's sad to me because I see that, and I see younger me in them, and I just want to, like, obviously I have to do my job and teach them to hit for that 30 minutes or an hour. But like, really what I want to do is just be like, dude, I see you. Like, I know what you're feeling, and I just, I can't do much about it. Now I have talked to parents and, you know, to kids too. I'll ask them like, hey, how are you doing right now? Like mentally, I don't care about your swing. Like, how are you doing with the load of everything that you've got going on right now? And some kids will open up. Some kids will just give you the, I'm good. I'm good. And I know they're not. And it breaks my heart because I was that kid. I was that exact kid who would never admit it because I just didn't want to come off as weak. So little bit of a deeper one, but probably needed to be said. And I think that, you know, it's good information. But yeah, parents, talk to your kids. Kids, talk to your parents too. Don't be afraid of it, because that's the best way to avoid burnout and truly stay in love with the game that you guys, all parents and kids, have invested so much in. But it's an interesting topic for sure. Well, that's all I've got. It is probably past 2 a.m. now, and it is time to go to bed because we are retired. Mostly just tired, a little bit of Ree. That's you. Ree, Riley, Rye. I'm exhausted. Signing off. Be sure to check us out on YouTube, leave us a sub, and we are also on Spotify and Apple Podcasts because we're big time. Pretty sure you can't find us, so you gotta like dig deep. You gotta type in the name of the podcast and the episode. But every day, getting closer.
To our 4 million goal.
No, to just showing up on Spotify when you search our name. We appreciate you. Love you. Signing off. Going to bed. Good night.